Local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we are here to talk about the upcoming Richland County Fair. Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator Lyrica Marks is in the studio with us today. Good morning, Lyrica.
Good morning.
You kind of hit the ground running now, I'm sure, that it's the month of August. It's time to get going, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are actually less than a month away from the fair now, and it does not feel like it's that soon.
No doubt. Yeah, that just... When you said that, I'm thinking, no, we got a little time. But as we speak here, a month from now, we'll be right in the middle of the fair, won't we?
Yes, we will. Actually, a month from today is the day of the concert. So,
oh yeah,
very exciting. September 4th through 8th, but that's a month away. Lots of things are happening at the fairgrounds right now, trying to get everything sorted, getting all the final touches, organizational stuff done. But it's been phenomenal, and I've absolutely loved every part of it.
That's awesome. So you were hired in March, so you've had about half the time that a normal Richland County Fair coordinator would have, right?
Yes. So actually, most of the fairs, from what I've gathered so far, we start planning as soon as the fair ends for the following upcoming year. And for me, when I came in, I was hired at the end of February, started middle of March. So I had about... Seven months to plan this. And it's been a challenge. It's all brand new stuff that I haven't done before. But I've taken it every step of the way, every hurdle that's come along, I've gotten through, and it's been fun. I'm proud of everything that I've accomplished so far with it, and I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
The deadline for entries was August 1st, Lyrica. What do the numbers look like?
Well, we're still sorting through all of those, but the entries have closed. So we will be printing entry tags hopefully here in the next week or so, which we are very excited about. And then we can finally see like what's going on with all of them. We're also looking at our lactating dairy cattle because that's still been an issue. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to overcome that. We know that Crawford County has decided not to host them just because of the avian flu going around. And with all of the testing that has to be done, it's something that we want to discuss with each of the exhibitors.
So it sounds like you're taking a little bit of time to talk about that. You're not making a rash decision at this point.
Yes. Whether it was through our fair board meetings or me and like the 4-H extension people, we are really trying to figure out what the best move is. We do want everybody to feel heard as well. So it is something that we are trying to figure out as to the best of our ability.
Definitely. And I know numbers are pretty good in terms of the 4-H youth that display. It looks like maybe numbers could be up in that department.
That's what I'm hoping, at least. But I know that from what I've heard, so many people are so excited to come show what they're proud of. I'm excited to see everything and see what all of these exhibitors have put so much hard work and thought into.
You're working there quite regularly now, aren't you, at the fairgrounds behind the scenes?
I am. So usually my office hours were like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was there 20 hours a week. However, I have been there every day for the last like week now, and I plan on it until the fair is over, just to make sure everything is set in stone, everything is done to the best of its ability. But I'm there 90% of the time now.
Well, that's good, getting it all organized and everything. And as always, I'm guessing you're looking for volunteers, aren't you?
We are. We actually are looking for volunteers in every area. If you can think of it, we probably need you. We are really looking for volunteers to help us with our cleanup committee right now. That's just such a huge project because after the fair, obviously, there's areas from the showing barns to the grandstand arena to basically the entire fairgrounds needs to be picked up because it doesn't just happen with the snap of a finger. And then we're also looking for volunteers, especially for our gates. We actually just set up our volunteer sign up, which is through Cure Saters. However, the wonderful lady herself, Peg Call, is helping me with this. And so if anybody is interested in volunteering, we just ask that they call 608-583-4945, and she will be able to help you with that.
Direct you in the right area, or maybe you have a particular interest, she can get you a job.
Yep, she can. And then also just to, boost the incentive, we do have, for all of our volunteers, they do get a daily or a day pass for the fair for that day.
So that's a good deal. That's incentive there, right?
Yep.
So, well, let's talk about some of the other things going on, some of the extracurriculars, if you will, at the fair. What about the carnival and the rides? Going to be kind of the same as the past?
Yes, from what I understand, yes, it is. We are going through Mr. Ed's Magical Midways again, which they have been very good to work with. And we also have a fun program going on. We are partnering with the Brewer Library right now for a reading program in which if you log 400 minutes of reading throughout the month of August, you are eligible to win a prize. There are posters at the fairgrounds and at the library for that. So if anybody has any questions, they can stop by and we can explain more on that. But along with that, we also have, I know Community First Bank was talking to me about handing out Freezy Pops again this year. Culver's will be donating the Scoopy tokens again this year. So we're really focusing on making sure that outside of the rides and the entertainment, we have all those individual things to give everybody something to look forward to and have fun with.
Is there an age limit on the reading program?
18 and under.
18 and under. Okay, that's a wide age group then, or a wide array of ages, I should say. When you look at the kids coming in then, is there a particular kids' day at the fair, Lyrica?
There is. That will be Saturday, the same day as our concert. We have so many events going on for them. We're going to have the carnival. The 4-H is also going to be putting on quite a few things for them. We also will have the balloon artists returning. So lots of things to look forward to.
There's always those entertainers, you know, kind of in the connection building and different things like that. Yep. Do you have some of those lined up?
Right now we are looking at mainly the 4-H people helping provide some of that entertainment. And then also we had a face painter, sadly. She is not able to return this year due to personal reasons. However, I am still looking for that, so hopefully that will be also going on.
Are you looking for judges?
Actually, right now we are full on our judges. We actually have all of our judges completed. They're contracted. We are so excited. I'm excited to officially meet all of them, as I have been with most of the people that I've met so far.
That's awesome. So that's a good thing to have done, and you know, look forward to that. The judging coming in. What about when you bring entries to the fair? What date is that? Is that
Every day? It depends.
Wednesday,
it probably depends on the day. For like photography, the judging for that actually begins on Wednesday. The cows will happen later on throughout the fair. I believe Wednesday is when we have all of our pigs and everything coming in. So it really just depends on the day, but it's all listed on our schedules, which are on the posters.
Let's talk a little bit about Ashley Ryan. The last time you were here, you brought the news that she was going to be on. And since that time, we actually had her, we did an interview with her over the phone. But what's the response been like, Erica, to the announcement of Ashley Ryan coming to the fair?
So nice. I actually have had so many people come up to me telling me that they're excited, not just like for that, but for the live music that they've been wanting around the area for so long. I've had people from other counties say that they're excited to come. And it was actually really fun. About a week ago, I had my younger sister visiting from Virginia, and we were driving in my car, and I ended up playing her song, Hush Little Baby. And I looked over, and she's sitting there singing it word for word. And I'm like, you know this song? And she goes, oh my gosh, I love Ashley Ryan. I'm like, do you really? And she goes, yeah, like me and my friends all listen to her. I'm like, wow, did you know she's who's coming to my fair in September? And she was like, no way. And she started like freaking out, asked me to get her autograph and everything. So that was really cool to see and know that she's actually making an impact nowadays and that she will be here. And she's been an absolute sweetheart to work with. So
it sounds like she is building that following, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I discovered her on Instagram, and it's really fun. I've been trying my best to get her music out there. If I'm going around places, I'll play her music wherever I'm at. If I'm driving in the car with my friends, I'll play her music, and just trying to get other people to play her music as well. And it's really fun to see, like, some of her songs come on and people are like, oh, hey, we've actually heard this. Like, we know this song. I'm like, oh, really? Well, you should come to the fair.
So she's going to be on the Saturday night stage then?
She will be. I'm very excited. She will be getting here that Saturday. But they've been talking with me every step of the way. So I'm excited to meet her officially and to see what comes of it.
Will there be an opening act, or is it just Ashley?
Actually, I did just get an opening act. Oh. It's the Cooley Outlaws, who are actually local to this area. I know that I've heard them play a few times. They are a decent band, and they will be providing the entertainment before she comes on. So I'm really excited for that.
And where are they out of? Do you know where they hail from?
I'm going to be honest, not off the top of my head. I believe it's the Viroqua area.
If they're the Cooley Outlaws, yeah. It's in the Cooley region.
Then. Yeah.
So, that's really cool. So they'll open up and then full night of music, it sounds like.
Yep. So I'm very excited for it. I'm excited to see everybody dancing out there and singing and just having fun.
The next question I know that we'll get is, what about tickets?
So tickets, actually, all you have to do is pay for your fare entry ticket at the gate. It's for a daily price. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children. And then we don't charge for grandstands. So as long as you can get into the fair, you can get into all these fun events for free.
I believe that's a really good deal because, you know, there are some fairs where you have to pay gate and then you have to pay another entry fee to get to the grandstand entertainment. So you get all the entertainment for one price then.
Yes, you do. That's one of my favorite parts about it is that we don't charge for the grandstands just because I do think that the fair is to help families and friends and everybody make memories. And so I do like that all of that is available to them as soon as they enter.
Can you go over the grandstand entertainment? What's going to be in front of the grandstand each night then?
Well, so far it's only the tractor pull, which I'm also very excited about. I'm really excited to meet that crew. Tractor pull has been going on for many years, and it's a huge hit around here. People love it. People love to get involved with it. So I'm really excited for that. And then Ashley Ryan when she comes.
So the tractor pull on Friday night, I believe. And I've been told that they're getting down to the end of their season. So some of the pulls here that night are going to be really important because for their season points and everything.
Yes, it will be. It will be one of the last of the season. Also, everybody's last chance to watch. So I'm really hoping people come out to support all of them, give them their all of that fun stuff, as well as being able to just enjoy one of the last like big events of the summer.
Will there be harness racing this year? Typically, that's been on Sundays, I believe.
I do not believe this year, but mainly because I have yet to work on that.
Okay.
And as I go forward with the fairs in the future, like I said, I came in March, so it's been a bit of a hassle trying to get everything put together. But with where we are, I am very satisfied.
Okay. So we'll have more about that later. And anything else that you'd like to add? Things I know kind of pop up daily, and you know, as they do, certainly I know we'll be in contact, but anything you can think of?
Off the top of my head, just that I am really excited to see not only how the fair turns out, but also meet everybody, see all these friends and families and kids and everybody just having fun and knowing how much it was worth it in the end.
If somebody has questions, how's the best way to contact you, Lyrica?
Like I said, I'm in my office every day. I love to meet people. Please stop by the office and come see me, come meet me. Otherwise, you are always welcome to email me, if you have seen any of the posters, which are everywhere in town, all of my contact information is on there.
Weather-wise, hopefully it continues, but it's been kind of a dry streak now. That has to be good for the grounds.
So far, yes. I will be honest, I'm a bit anxious about that because I want all the rain to come now so that during the fair, it's all dry. But I'm hoping that during the fair, it stays like this and that it's sunny and bright and beautiful outside every day.
Yeah, we get all kinds of weather for the fair we have through the years, that's for sure. Everything from frost to, we don't want it to be too hot either.
Nope. But we will have people on grounds 24/7. Hopefully the weather stays good that we don't have to worry about any emergencies, but I'm excited.
So entries are in, the ball is rolling, and again, volunteers can contact Peg Call, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes. Yep, Peg Call.
She can hook you up.
She can. She is phenomenal.
She would love to hear from you.
Yes, she would.
All right, Lyric. Well, thanks for coming in, and keep us posted on everything going on at the fair, okay?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
And the Cooley Outlaws to open up. Ashley Ryan, country music artist, coming all the way from Nashville by way of California, born in Corona, California, and grew up with a natural talent for writing poetry and playing guitar. She told us last week during the interview, and she really has evolved as a singer and songwriter, has written for some other artists, but now out on her own. And I could see her being a very good entertainer with great stage presence. Just judging by a conversation on the phone, very outgoing, and I'm guessing it'll be real personable, and we'll look forward to seeing her and meeting her on Saturday, September 7th at the Richland County Fair. 1 month from today. That is just extremely hard to believe. Thanks to Lyrica for being in and talking about all the things at the Richland County Fair. Again, you can reach her at the Richland County Fair office. Our morning show continues in just a little bit. And of course, always a place for political candidates at their request. We have had the three candidates seeking the congressional race. Three Democrats duking it out in the 24 primary race for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, where the winner will face off against incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden. They've been through Richland Center a few times. We have featured the comments of Katrina Shankland. She was in the studios a couple of weeks ago and sat down with Joanne. She'll be running against Rebecca Cook and also Eric Wilson. And Eric Wilson was on the phone with us earlier. We recorded an interview. We'll feature that coming up next on today's morning show. This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more. On a morning show from WRCO, Eric Wilson is joining us. He is running for the 3rd congressional district seat in our area. Eric, how are you doing these days?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
I presume you're kind of busy. We saw you the other day in Richland Center. You were making quite a wide swath of southwest Wisconsin that day.
Yeah, we are out and about pretty much everywhere throughout the district. So I was just in Stevens Point yesterday. We are in La Crosse today, and then headed up to the event for Harris and now Walz.
Right, that was announced this week. What is your take on the presumptive VP looking at that that announcement this week? And what was your thought on that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm excited to have what I call a pragmatic progressive and someone from the Midwest to really represent us. And there's a ton of excitement in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, throughout the district. I think people are really excited about the combo.
Eric, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Menominee, Wisconsin. Well, actually born in Menominee and then raised in Bloomer. Went to school there, so just north of Eau Claire. I'm a 4-H kid. I played basketball and golf in high school. And so really, really out and about. Worked at my uncle's machine shop growing up, worked at the golf course. Just kind of a typical rural kid, I guess.
So did you ever think in high school that maybe you'd be running for political office someday?
Absolutely not. this was not in my plan at all, but really, really felt called to step up and step into the chaos that we have and advocate for people.
What prompted you the most to want to do this and throw your hat in the ring?
Yeah, I think the initial thing for me was actually November of 2022, the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. And it was really the moment for me that was, my community will continue to get killed if we don't do something. And so I started asking myself, what can I do? And looked at state, looked at local, and really when we're talking about responsible gun ownership that's at a federal level. And so that kind of inspired me to start looking into it a little bit more. And then also using my background. So I I went to school down in Madison. I studied economics down there. And then I moved up to Minneapolis and St. Paul to work in technology for a bit. So my background is I'm an IT project manager within healthcare specifically. And then I'm also licensed to do mortgages. And so I have a really good understanding of the housing industry as well. And so all of those kind of combination and seeing our communities continue to lose access to healthcare, continue to see a larger portion of people unhoused or struggling just to pay their house payment. I want to do something about it, and I want to fix the systems that are fighting against us, and make sure that people aren't just trying to survive life, but that they're actually able to thrive and do the things that they want to be doing.
I know that one of the things you're running on is Medicare for All. How do you propose to do that?
Yeah, and it's going to be some systematic changes, but I think it is, there's a lot of cost savings in it too. Instead of paying thousands of different people or insurance companies, we're paying just one. And it allows us to start expanding our health networks and make sure that rural communities have healthcare, because we're continuing to see where clinics are closing, hospitals are closing, and then you have to travel further and further away. And I mean, we're even seeing it in bigger cities or bigger areas like Eau Claire, where earlier this year, two major hospitals closed and 19 clinics. And so it's like, we wouldn't allow an electricity company to come in and turn off 40% of the electricity in an area. But that's what's happening with our healthcare system, is if they can't make enough money, they just leave. But that doesn't help take care of people. And so that's where I want to use my experience and actually understanding how the insurance companies work and make their decisions, and how the pharmaceutical companies make their decisions, to be able to push back on those systems.
What about ceasefire in Gaza? I know that's another thing you've listed as one of your strategies.
Yeah, so the third district has six universities. And so talking about issues that are important to younger people is how we are going to win the third district. It's about 55,000 students. And so it's talking about a ceasefire. And really what I'm talking about is we need to stop the killing. There's a humanitarian crisis there. And I am definitely not an advocate for Hamas. They are a terror group. But we have to be holding our allies accountable in creating humanitarian crises. And so that's where this is a role that has international components to it. And on standing on our Wisconsin values of helping take care of people, that's why I have went forward and I've called for a ceasefire since, I believe it was January of this year. And I still stand by that.
You know, what do you see as kind of the big things that you can do? Because you've got a lot of voters that are on the fence. How do you get them off the fence and kind of see things your way?
Yeah, I think it's talking about the issues that are important to them. We see it over and over again where people's number one issue is healthcare and that it's too expensive. And it's also talking about housing. It's talking about climate, how it's impacting farms. How we're continuing to see big corporations come into the district and squeeze us for all they can. And then when they're done, they leave. And really, we need an advocate in Washington to push back and to say enough is enough. And that we deserve better than what big corporations are doing to us. And that's why if you see on my signs out there, it says people over profits. Because I truly believe that we need to get back to the people component of governing, and that's what representation is supposed to be. And so I'm also running a positive vision campaign and not getting into some of the mudslinging that you've seen and the chaos, and it's both sides are doing it right now. But I am also out there talking to people and showing up, because I think it's important that we get back to actually having conversations with each other. The bickering is not helpful for anyone, and it doesn't move our country forward. And that's where I'm accessible to people. And I understand that we're not going to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, I am representative of everyone within the district. And I think that's the mindset and that's the type of representation that we need and that will help move us forward as a community.
Third Congressional District candidate Eric Wilson is our guest on The Morning Show. You spoke of responsible gun ownership. What's your vision there, Eric?
Yeah, it's simple things of universal background checks. If we need to have a background check to get a job, I think it's reasonable that we can have a background check to get a gun. I think it's safe storage is another one for me, and that helps in a lot of regards. I think there's a mental health crisis that's happening right now, and if we don't have access to mental health services from our healthcare system, I want to make sure that we're protecting people, that we're also protecting kids. Guns are actually the number one killer of kids in Wisconsin and across the nation, and I want to make sure that we aren't having accidents that could be prevented just by some reasonable laws.
You're a young candidate, obviously, and some of the people you're talking to are quite a bit older than you. How do you go about trying to convince them to see things your way?
Well, I am actually the youngest of six kids. So my dad will be 78 here in September, and my oldest half-brother is 55. And so it gives me a unique perspective as well because I'm able to talk across generations and understand how they have approached things in the past. My dad is one of my core advisors, and I ask him of how did you get through the 70s? How did you get through the 60s? What were the components that were happening, and how did you get through it? Or what worked, what didn't work? And I think that's the type of communication and understanding what people's priorities are in whatever stage of life they are in and listening. And we need to reopen those types of conversations because it's truly not a generation versus a generation. We are all in this together. And healthcare impacts everyone. Housing impacts everyone. The climate impacts everyone. And so it's talking about these issues in a collective way rather than kind of pitting each other against each other.
On the other side, I saw a recent poll where, you know, a majority of voters are a little bit older. How do you convince the youth to get out there, that younger voter, to get out there to the polls?
Yeah, it's talking about their issues. And it's representation from a younger voice, too, is being like, hey, I've gone through the same experiences that you have. I'm fighting for us. Like, come join me and let's go fix some of the problems that we have together. And it's talking about their issues too. It's responsible gun ownership. It's the climate. It is talking about student loan debt. And it's talking about access to education and retirement. And those are things that are important to not only the young generation, but also the older generation. And that's how we get people engaged and excited. I think the new kind of transition at the top of the ticket has definitely helped. People are excited about Harris. People are excited about now Walz. And that kind of helps build all of this energy that we are pushing into the end of the year and to November.
I know you haven't talked about your opponents, and I appreciate that, kind of talking about what you will do. But what do you feel sets you apart from the other two candidates in the upcoming primary, Eric?
I'm the only candidate that is in support of Medicare for All system because I understand that that's how we stop some of our rural communities from losing health care. I'm the only one that is in support of a ceasefire and talking about that from an international perspective. I'm the only one that is in support of the Green New Deal and that's impact on climate. We need to be more aggressive. And I truly believe that if we pass some of that legislation, we will be able to rebuild communities and make sure that there's health care, there's child care, there's housing, there's education. We need to change some of the systems that are in play to make sure that people aren't just falling behind and just trying to survive across the district, from the north to the south, to the east to the west. We kind of spread about a fifth of the state, and so there were multiple challenges, but that's where my background in healthcare, my background in housing, my background in economics, and really just systems thinking allows me to understand and look at the problems and how they're all interacting together. And so that's the experience that I want to bring in. And we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so that's why I'm excited to be in the race and bring a fresh perspective on how we can do things and tackle the challenges that we face not only today, but in the future.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks a lot for joining us.
3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Today at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a slight chance of a light shower around midday today, a high of 76. In Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 61.
Experience a different way of living at Court and Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Vice presidential candidates were in the spotlight in western Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance took questions from reporters prior to Wednesday's rally for Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Vance addressed numerous topics, including the weird handle Walz has tagged he and Donald Trump with.
I think that the weird argument honestly came from a bunch of 24-year-old social media interns who were bullied in school, and they decided they're going to project that onto the entire Trump campaign.
Walz didn't back off the claim.
I know bullies, and I'm not a name caller, but what I am as a teacher, I observe things. So I want to tell you, what I observed and you've observed about these guys when you see them, that it's a very clear thing. Yes, they are creepy and weird as hell.
Vance said he's ready to debate Harris, but didn't mention Walz. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Poll director Dr. Charles Franklin says the survey shows support of former President Donald Trump at 50% and support of Harris at 49% among registered voters. The numbers flip among likely voters. All are within the poll's margin of error. The poll also shows Democrat Tammy Baldwin leads Republican challenger Eric Hovde by 7 points in the U.S. Senate race. This latest poll was the first since Kamala Harris replaced Joe Biden atop the Democratic ticket. It was conducted before Harris selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. At a Tuesday hearing in Merrill, Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski criticized the Department of Corrections, saying the June death of Lincoln Hill counselor Corey Prolix was a failure by the DOC. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County. The 49-year-old died after intervening when a 16-year-old attacked another counselor at Lincoln Hill. That teen and a 17-year-old are charged in the death.
Information is being sought on a submerged car. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is investigating the recovery of a red Pontiac Grand Prix from the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, Iowa County lines. The vehicle, a late 1980s model, is believed to have been submerged in the river from the late 1980s to the early 1990s. On Wednesday, the Sauk County Sheriff's Drive team, with help from Wagner's Auto Service, successfully retrieved the car from the river. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the river. If you have any details about the case, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R24314. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE. That's 608-647-2583. Or submit a web tip via the P3 Tips app. Two Richland County Junior Dairy members have been showing at the Wisconsin State Fair this week. Andrew Cornell's heifer has received a total of three awards: second in Summer Yearling Ayrshire, first in class for Bred and Owned, and Champion Yearling Bred and Owned. Andrew also received third place for Spring Yearling Milking Shorthorn. Addie DeMars received 10th place for her Red and White Fall Calf and 18th for her Black and White Summer Yearling. Richland County also received first place for Small County Herdsmanship. Both Andrew Cornell and Addie DeMars also participated in showmanship. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have the financial resources to cover their department's budgets. New research from the Whitburn Center for Governance and Policy Research at UW-Oshkosh also shows that over 10% of the state's fire departments had at least one instance last year of not responding to a service call. The survey of nearly 200 fire chiefs found a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and inadequate budgets among the top concerns facing fire departments. One option is consolidating resources with other departments, but such action would require a change in state law. At the start of school year, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot says it's make or break time.
The time is now to adjust sleep schedules for back to school. Doctors know that kids like to stay up later and sometimes sleep in during the summer, especially with the later sunsets. However, if you don't start at least gradually changing those habits by mid-August, they say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. He said light is one of the main things that impacts your sleep-wake pattern. And sleep helps us form our memories and helps us do emotional regulation. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for what we call executive function. The amount of sleep children need varies based on their age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, and a 10-year-old needs about 10 hours. That number decreases as they get older.
Forecast details for the coming days will be coming up next here on this Thursday morning.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
A high temperature expected to reach 76 today. Partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a light shower around midday. South winds 5 to 10, becoming westerly at 10 to 15 by this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear tonight and a low of 51. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and fall-like, a high of 71. Partly cloudy and crisp on Friday night with a low down to 49. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and comfortable. Cool yet, though, at a high of 73, 77 Sunday, and back near 80 to begin the work week next week. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following the midnight mark of 66 and a low of 60. We're at 61 degrees.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence. It will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local schedule for baseball and the Brewers, with a whole bunch of hits this week, including 16 in last night's game. Details coming up.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In sports, Home Talent Baseball Night League playoffs get underway tonight. Arena makes a trip to Evansville for a first-round game. Middleton plays at Reedsburg, Black Earth at Cambridge, Sun Prairie travels to Verona, and Dodgeville at Ashton. Most games starting at 7 o'clock tonight. The Dodgeville-Ashton game gets underway at 6:30. On the state scene, the Brewers and Atlanta Braves traded the lead a couple of times before Milwaukee finally claimed an 8-5 win Wednesday night. Four Brewers contributed three hits each: Jackson Chirio, Reese Hoskins, Joey Ortiz, and Blake Perkins. Freddy Peralta earned his seventh win despite giving up four runs and eight hits in five innings. Frankie Montes will start the game today as the Brewers go for a sweep of the road series in Atlanta. Manager Pat Murphy was pleased that the Brewers were able to get the bats going against one of baseball's best.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. I mean, he was tremendous, but just hung in there, ran the pitch count up, got him out of there somehow, had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
The Brewers getting set for the final game of the series. That's an afternoon game today, so first pitch time will be at 11:20. Don't miss that one today. Also, the National League games included San Francisco 7-4 over Washington, Miami 6, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 9, Pittsburgh 8, the Mets 5-3 over Colorado, Philadelphia 9, and the Dodgers 4. Interleague action, Arizona 7-3 over Cleveland, the Cubs 8, Minnesota 2, Arizona 5-3 over Cleveland in the nightcap. St. Louis 5, Tampa Bay 2. In the American League, Houston 6, Texas 4, Oakland 3-2 over the White Sox. The White Sox starting a new losing streak now. The Yankees 5-2 over the Angels. Baltimore 7, Toronto 3. The Angels beat the Yankees in the nightcap of the two games, 8-2 last night. Kansas City 8, Boston 4, Detroit 6-2 over Seattle. Wednesday's training camp practice for the Packers was cut short when wide receiver Christian Watson was hurt during a two-minute drill. Watson went high for a pass and took some time to get to his feet. He did walk off the field without assistance. The 25-year-old standout has suffered multiple injuries during his short career, mostly involving his hamstring. The Packers' Jaden Reed talked about the upcoming preseason game Saturday and what he takes from it.
Just learn from, you know, past mistakes and kind of looking back at, you know, when I first got here, you know, the big difference it made for me knowing the playbook. So definitely just the confidence level of just the rise of confidence that, you know, you have from last year to this year.
The Wisconsin Badger football team will host the Fox version of College Game Day this coming season. Big noon kickoff comes to Camp Randall Stadium September 14th. The Badgers are winless 0-5 in games that host the program. This is the third time the network has come to Madison. Improving the record may be difficult because the UW opponent will be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 14th. Former Badgers star Tyler Wall has signed a contract to play pro basketball in Croatia. Wall will suit up for the KK Zadar in the Adriatic Basketball Association. Wall has signed a one-year contract with an option for a second. Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with an out-of-nowhere comeback, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in three runners and capture the gold medal. Hall, buried in fourth place as the runners rounded the last bend, outran the runner on his outside, then two more to the inside to cross the line in 43:40, the fourth fastest time ever. Also news from Paris Olympics, Ketty Bednarik will race for gold on Thursday in the 200 meters. The Rice Lake native won his semifinal heat in a time of 20 and advanced to the finals with fellow American sprinters Noah Lyles and Arion Knighton. Bednarik, who took silver in the Tokyo Olympics, has won both his heats in Paris. He took seventh in the ultra-competitive 100-meter final on Sunday, which was won by Noah Lyles. That's an update on sports.
This is Thursday morning. WRCO. Reminding you, ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active at Science Recreation Complex? Make a plan to be a voter in every election. To exercise. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, before beginning and how you can request an absentee ballot, start slow. Head to myvote.wi.gov. Choose activities that are fun. Get all the information and wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO. Love and money.
feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, is that truck in your drive? Was mine just like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, is that truck in your drive? Was mine just like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Morgan Wallen, 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. The artistic director of the Paris Olympics closing ceremony is promising the taking part of world-renowned singers. Unannounced entertainers, Thomas Jolly, who also did the opening ceremony, says more than 100 performers, acrobats, dancers, and circus artists will be a part of that. The opening ceremony featured Celine Dion and Lady Gaga, and the Olympics will close officially on Sunday. And there will be a lot of people that will have Olympic withdrawals after that, as it's become quite the thing, quite an addiction for some to watch, even getting up really early in the morning to watch everything at live as it happens, you know, which we never had that back in the day. We always thought everything was live because it was in primetime television time, but that was not the case.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It is 5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We enjoyed our time last night at the Captain's Night, Survivor's Night at the Phoenix Center for Walk with Grace. Good turnout and lots of teams bringing in the results of their labors and all the fundraisers and whatnot. So that's good stuff. And just so you know, the Grace office will be open today from 8 until 2. If you need to bring some items in, maybe pick up some luminaries or drop off some raffle tickets or pay for a radio auction item that you may have purchased. Again, 8 until 2 today. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. Here's Chris Stapleton.
Thank you.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is now 7 o'clock. WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Giving you the wake-up call.